UW College's and UW Extension Chancellor Ray Cross and all four-year UW campus chancellors, save for Madison, have signed on to what's called the Wisconsin Idea Partnership. Currently, the UW system's state-appropriated money is earmarked for specific purposes and cannot be reallocated. This proposal would change that. UW system spokesperson David Giroux compares this to a family budgeting for groceries and gas in a given week.
We get our state funding in a way where if we do a good job saving money on our groceries, we're not allowed to use the money to put gas in the car. And that just doesn't make sense to a lot of people. It makes less sense now, given the really tight constraints we have on our campuses.
The proposal would also loosen the UW Board of Regents' authority to set tuition. UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao says this would require less documentation and politics.
It would be beneficial to have the ability to set our own tuition rate independently of the UW system. We could work on that with our students, faculty, and staff here on the campus and, you know, get it right to make sure we have the resources we need at a time when state money is being cut.
Through the Wisconsin Idea Partnership, the regents would handle employment issues instead of the Office of State Employment Relations. Some construction projects would not need as much state approval, and UW institutions would have more flexibility in keeping investment interest earnings. Ultimately, the Wisconsin Idea Partnership needs approval from the state legislature. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.